In this bulletin, the latest economic figures show Australia's economy is slowing. Police reveal the ex-boyfriend of a murdered dentist has been found dead. And in football, Manchester United suffers another injury blow ahead of tomorrow's Champions League clash against PSG. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the Australian economy is in good condition despite the latest figures showing it's growing slower than expected. The latest national accounts show the economy grew by 0.2% in seasonally adjusted terms in the December quarter and by 2.3% in the year to December. The figures were under the expectations of both economists and the Reserve Bank. Despite journalists pointing out that the economy would have been in recession if it hadn't been boosted by population growth, Mr. Frydenberg says Australians should trust the coalition to handle it beyond the election.
The economy, the fundamentals, David, are in good shape. And as I said, GDP growth is at 2.7% for the calendar year. And whether it's on the through-the-year terms or on the calendar year terms, it is stronger than what we're seeing from any G7 country. But we're not heading for that. What we are heading for is a continued economic growth.
Opposition Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen says the government's claims that it's a better manager of the economy have been shredded by the results.
For the first time in 13 years, we've had two negative quarters per head of economic growth. This is a government which has lost the moral authority to campaign and talk about the economy. We've led the debate with our policies for years. For 5 years we've been leading the debate with the policies. I'm now on to my third treasurer. I mean, Josh Frydenberg says the economy needs a steady hand. I agree. A steady hand is not three prime ministers and three treasurers in 5 years.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says the next election will be a referendum on wages. Mr. Shorten delivered his economic address at the Australian Financial Review Business Summit in Sydney this morning. He spoke about stagnant wages growth and the government's jobs figures. Mr. Shorten also hit back at Prime Minister Scott Morrison's comments that accused Labor of an agenda based on envy.
And when some leaders dismiss the aspirations of ordinary people as envy or resentment or trying to drag others down, it actually makes things worse. We now have record lows in wages growth, stagnant real wages, and cuts to penalty rates. Inequality is at historic highs. The enterprise bargaining system is collapsing.
Police in Sydney have revealed the ex-boyfriend of murdered dentist Preethi Reddy, whose body was found stuffed inside a suitcase, has been found dead. Authorities say the man died on Monday in what's believed to have been a deliberate car crash. Police are investigating the circumstances surrounding the death of Dr. Reedy after her body was discovered in a car with stab wounds. Dr. Reedy disappeared on Sunday after failing to come home from a dental convention. Investigators say she stayed the night at a hotel in the CBD with her ex-boyfriend. New South Wales Police Superintendent Gavin Dengate says it's a heartbreaking situation.
As a parent, the worst thing we can do is bury our kids. And you know, we've got to think about that. And I ask you all to think about the family right now and about giving them the space to actually to be in this space. It's a space none of us want to be.
Tributes are flowing for journalist, author and historian Les Carlyon, the former editor of The Age and editor-in-chief of the Herald and Weekly Times, died on Monday. The cause of his death has not been made public. In a statement, Melbourne Press Club Chief Executive Mark Baker paid tribute to Carlyon, describing him as courageous and an inspiring editor and one of the most dazzling writers of his era. He was 76. Sport now, and Melbourne Victory's Asian Champions League campaign has suffered a major setback, losing 3-1 to Daegu FC on their opening night. The result ended Victory's 12-month unbeaten run at home in the continental competition. Kevin Muscat's side is also in a mid-season slump without a win in a month. The loss wasn't Victory's only setback. The club was forced to play in an away kit after axing a problematic shirt sponsorship just hours from kickoff. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, rain at times and 27. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 26. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 23. Hobart, similar and 21. Canberra, sunny and 24. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 21. Sydney, partly cloudy, 24. Newcastle, a morning shower or two and 25. Brisbane, a shower or two and 32. Cairns, a few showers, 32. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News. We'll be right back.